Blog Talk Radio.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed.
I cry. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Advent Thursday, Health Reform Thursday. Welcome to this wonderful, wonderful program tonight, brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful and thankful to God that he had spared our lives so we can join with our brothers and our sisters to give praises to God. Despite of all the things that is happening around us, God had carried us through the busy streets while we were on the road. He took us to and from and brought us home safely. So we have to give him all the praise, brothers and sisters. And if there is no other time we need to pray, it's now. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters who can kneel. If you can, you can kneel. And, you know, or if you can't, you bow your head. And we will be going into prayer, brothers and sisters. While I leave you, give you a little chance to pray. We have a lot to pray for. We saw what is happening all around us. And if there is no other time we need to pray and the petition to God is now. So let us pray. All right, join us and let us pray. O most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, your name is holy. Your name is pure. Father, you are a king, the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. And the heavenly Father for the whole human race, Lord. We want to thank you that we have such a wonderful Father who told us in his word that he gone to prepare a place for us and that he will come again to receive us unto our own. A loving Father who said to us, my brothers and my sister, I wish above all things that we would prosper and in good health. A loving Father who care for his children, who provide for us food, Lord. In Genesis 1:29, he gave us the herb of the nation, for the herb of the field, for food and for meat for us, and also for remedy for us. What a wonderful Father. A Father, loving Father who cares about his children even through sickness, and who encourages his sons and his daughters to keep on praying, Lord, for the sick. And also pray for them just as all the disciples of old. Pray for those individuals and they were made whole. A Father who cares for us, Lord, by providing for us food, shelter, clothing. A Father who provided the loving word of God to us. A Father who is so good, is so great with compassionate, love, caring, love, tender-hearted, long-suffering, and a Father, dear Lord, who can do all things beside fail. Now your children come to you this moment to give you thanks and praise for the many blessings you have restored upon us. Lord, we do know and we saw the act of the devil, Lord, even in this week, Lord, how he plagued upon our family members, dear Lord, with affliction, dear Lord, upon them. They are going in and out of the hospital, dear Lord. But we have a loving Father who still is in control and who is the great physician. So this moment, Lord, we as sons and daughters, we as your representative come before your throne room, dear Lord, to tell you thanks for all what you have done for us, Lord. Lord, we saw the love, the compassion, the caring that you have given unto us. And you told us, dear Father, we have to demonstrate that love and that caring and that hope, Lord Jesus, in you and that joy that you place within us so that we can love our brother and share the blessings, Lord, and to help those who do not have, Lord Jesus. You gave us, Lord, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the means, Lord, that we should be able to be our brothers, keeper. This evening, Lord, we just come to say thank you. We know we have a lot to share tonight, dear Lord, and to give you praise. So, dear Father, we ask you to pour out your blessings upon each one of us. We ask you to forgive us of all our sins and our mistakes, Lord. We ask you to cover us under your blood. And we ask you, Father, to allow us on this line that everything that we have done will be done in the honor and to bring glory to your name. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters on Adventure Health Thursday Reform, we welcome you again on this line, and we are asking you, brothers and sisters, let us really trust God. Let us depend upon him. Let us read his word, and we know that God is able to do all things. I'm going to sing this song, and then after we sing this song, read a little passage, and brothers and sisters, we ask you all to share. And a shelter in the time of storm. Brothers and sisters, we don't need that time for someone to shelter us. We need that person, and we know it's Jesus Christ, to shelter us in this time that we are living in. The Lord Jehovah, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever here may tie, I shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand, faithful God. For the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand, faithful God for the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging floods may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We find in God a safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our forever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on the burning sand, faithful guide for the pilgrim's band, a shelter in the time of storm. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. God is a shelter in the time of storm. We are having the storm raging, brother, with the disease and the sickness, but God told us that he is our shelter, and he is also the healing balm. And our scripture passage, we have some scripture passage called we are dealing with this evening, my dear brothers and sisters, the prayer for the sick. And if there is no other time we need prayer for the sick, my brothers and sisters, is now. And I think this is a fittest chapter, subject that we can deal with. And Psalms 103, in our opening 13 and 14, it said, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remember that ye are dust. And it also said, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, men are afflicted, right? Their soul abhors all manner of food, and they draw near unto the gates of the Psalm 107, 17 and 18, and also verses 19 to 20 said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sendeth his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Brothers and sisters, we know Christ can do it. And with this prayer for the sick that we are dealing with, and praying, because brothers and sisters, the sick is down all around us, and we have to, right, just like the disciples are full, have to be prayer. And that's in the opening topic, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one. And also the scripture about the prayer of sick, the scripture says that men are taught always to pray and not to faint. So God wants us to pray, and it is that found in Luke 18:1. And if ever there is a time when they feel their need for prayer, it is when strength fails and life itself seems slipping from our grip. Often those who are in hell forget the wonderful mercies contained to them day by day, year by year, and they render no tribute of praise to God for his benefits. But when sickness comes, brothers and sisters, God is remembered. And when human strength fails, men feel their needs of the divine help. And never does our merciful God turn from the soul that is sincerely seeking for help. He is our refuge. And this is Psalms 46, 1. He is our refuge and in sickness and in health. So God is able to do all things. And God is just, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, willing to restore all the sick to health. Now, you know, when the Holy Spirit spoke these words through the psalmist that we read a while ago, and Christ in the same compassionate position, he is the same compassionate physician in his time, and he also is a great physician in our time. So God just is willing now, ready to restore the sick, my dear brothers and sisters. So I'm asking you to press number one, that you can pray and you know, your testimony. And, you know, we all have the sickness around us. So let us lift up all those, our brothers and sisters, who are suffering right now, dear brothers and sisters. We heard from Sister Leola with one of her sister over there is sick, coming down and very sick, and, you know, ask for prayer for them. We heard about my granddaughter Christina in the hospital. This is three times, and she came down with pneumonia, and she's there, brothers and sisters, with her mother. While she's in the hospital, her mother is home, battling with the disease too, you know, and her three children, brothers and sisters. We heard of Sister Joanna, Laura have a best friend, and she's also battling in the hospital with sickness, Lord. And we can just call out the name. We have a lot of individuals who are suffering with sickness. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we focus this evening when praying for our sick brothers and sisters. And the Lord directs us. He shows us what we must do. And he is able to hear our prayer because he is the one who told us that he wished that we all be in good health. So I'm going to start opening the line, my dear brothers and sisters, for you to share. Thank you so far for us to all come together in this form this evening. God bless. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome again to Adventures Health Reform.
Come right back to me. I'm in the middle of something right now. Come back to me the next one after this, and
okay.
I'll be ready.
Okay. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good afternoon, everyone on the line. This is Sister Consonelli from Albany, New York. I am a bit tired, but glad to be here this evening. I am not sick, but, yeah, you know, I am so happy that no matter how tired I feel, I have to be here. I had a job, and I have to be here, and I just want to thank God for his loving watch care over us, because there are so many people who are sick, and each time as you turn around, you say, somebody is dead, somebody is sick. But God is merciful to us this evening that we can come before him and to give him praise and thanks. I just want to say a little prayer before I venture to say what I have to say this evening. Father, we come to you, realizing that we have no other help but you. We thank you for this wonderful privilege we have on this line where we can call upon your strong and mighty name, your name who is strong to save and mighty to deliver. We come in your name this evening asking you, Lord, that you will be with each one on this line, each one who is not feeling enjoying the best of health, Lord, those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, Lord. We pray that you will meet with them, that you will touch their hearts even right now. We heard of all the names that Sister Powell has called her granddaughter. My daughter, she has the flu. She come down with the flu, but she's trying there with it. She's fighting there with it. And I pray, Lord, that you will be with Sister Leola and all the others who I cannot remember the names, Lord, but you know their names. Even before we call, you know them. But most of all, Lord, we pray that you will touch their hearts this evening, that you will touch their body, and you who are the great physician, dear God, will restore them to their wanted health and strength. Father, we have that faith in you, and we know that you are strong to save and mighty to deliver. We ask you, Lord, that you will be with good divinity at this time. Touch their sick bodies, Lord, and restore them to their wanted health and strength. Father, it is not your desire that any of us should be sick. You do not want your children to be sick, Lord, but because we are in a sick world, where sin is all around us, sickness, death, Lord. But we realize that you can keep us. You are the one who can shelter us, not only in the time of storm, but in all sickness, all diseases, you are there. And this evening, Lord, we are calling upon your name, that you will go divinely near to those who are sick on this line, even those we do not know, Lord. We pray that you will touch them, and according to your will, Lord, I pray that you will restore them to their wanted health and strength. be with all those who are on this prayer line, who are coming in, who are listening, who are taking part, Lord. We pray that you will be with us all as we try to encourage each other in your name. Strengthen us, Lord, and help us that we may be lighthouse wherever we go, that your name might be glorified. We may reflect your name. We may be able to touch others as you touch us. Help us that we may be able to touch others and bring healing to the body. We thank you, Father, for your loving watch care over us from the last time we met until now. But, Father, in spite some of us are sick, Lord, we are so thankful that we can come here to give you praise and thanks this evening. We pray that you will continue to strengthen Sister Powell and her team, Lord, that keep this prayer line moving. Father, we pray that you will give them the know-how and the strength how to put things together to keep it going. We know the devil is very busy, Lord, trying to close down all the prayer lines and whatever he's trying to do, Lord. But he could only do so much. We know that you are powerful, you are mighty, you are strong, and you are going to keep us as long as you says, as God says it must be, we would be here. So no matter how much he tries to fight up to close down these various prayer lines, Lord, we know that this is what you want us to be. This is what you want us to do, to encourage others and to be strengthened in your word. Bless us this evening, Father, and help us that we will continue to look to you. Strengthen all those who are weak, Lord, physically and spiritually, and help us that we may be able to put our trust and our confidence in you. Thank you, Father, for hearing, and we know that you are going to answer our prayer according to your riches in glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
And amen, amen.
I want to sing this song, Faith in the Arms of Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, we can say that we are safe only, and the only place where we are safe is in the arms of Jesus.
Mm.
Because they were saying that if you take the vaccine, you're safe. If you don't take the vaccine, you're still catching the flu. So where are you safe? Huh? Where are we safe?
The arms.
Only place I know that I am safe is in Jesus' arms.
In the arms.
So I'm going to sing this song, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. I didn't hear this song for a very long time, but it came to my mind this morning. Safe arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, here by his love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul doth rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels born in a song to me. Over the fields of glory, over the desperate sea, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, here by his love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul doth rest. And the second stanza says, I'm going to read it, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations, sin cannot harm us there. Free from the light of sorrow, free from the doubts and fear, only a few more trials, only a few more tears.
Jesus,
my heart, dear refuge, Jesus has died for us. Born on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Let me wait with patience, wait till the night is over, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his by his love or shed sweetly our soul.
Amen.
This afternoon, I just want to give us one little health tip about our liver. I want to talk about the liver because that is one of the sickness diseases today that a lot of people have with the liver. And we know that the liver filters the blood and excretes much of that waste to the bile, which is sent into the gallbladder. When some oil or fat is in a meal, it presents signals the gallbladder to contract and squeeze out the bile, by which help prepares those oils and fats to be properly absorbed by the body. A liver flush occurs when much of the bile is flushed out of the gallbladder. However, there is possible the gallstones may be in the bladder. So phase one of the liver flush is to melt down those stones. And then in concluding phase, the bile and the stones are jolted out of the gallbladder into a small intestine. For us now, these are the remedies that we could use when we know we have a stone. This method is used for flushing out gallstone after the first softening them. First you soften them, then you flush them out. It is a 3-day pattern for effectively flushing gallstone. One, this method is used for purpose of flushing the gallstone. Go on a liver flush by drinking apple juice alone for 3 days. So you drink apple juice for 3 days, and on the third day, the juice is followed by drinking a cup of olive oil and a cup of lemon juice. The second, this method is used for cleansing out the liver and the gallbladder rather than eliminating stones. To cleanse the liver and the gallbladder, drink much pure apple juice as possible for 5 days and add pear juice, occasionally beet juice also cleanses the liver. This is still more involved regime for functioning of the liver so that it can function properly. It says slightly different from above. We should not be used on anyone below the age of 25. So this, we don't flush babies, we don't flush children, right? So that is what you have to use. 3 hours later, you use some, after you eat some lunch, you use some Epsom salts and this grapefruit juice. And 2 hours later, you repeat it by drinking some magnesium, Epsom salts, and grapefruit juice. That evening, just take one citrus juice for supper. At that time, drink a half a cup of unrefined oil, followed by a small glass of grapefruit juice. And second, you drink half a cup of warm water, unrefined olive oil, blend with half cup of lemon juice. Go immediately to bed and lie on your right side with your right knee up close to you for 30 minutes. And the next morning, 1 hour before breakfast, drink 2 teaspoons of magnesium or sulfate, that's Epsom salts as we know it to be, and it will dissolve your stones. And eat your meals as usual and keep cleansing. You can do the cleansing again. You could do it again, repeat it. In case there is slight moderate vomiting or nausea, you use some olive oil, some citrus juice, and this should help you by the time you go to sleep. And that is how we flush the liver, right? We see in the word of God's warning and promises, with God behind them all, we are invited to search this word for aid when brought into difficult places. If we place God and the Bible first, we will have divine help in meeting all our problems. And my encouragement this evening is God has provided abundant means for successful warfare against evil that is in the world today. The Bible is the armor where we may equip for the struggle. The shield of faith must be in our hand and the helmet of salvation on our brow. And that is taken from Proverbs 12:21. So, my dear brothers and sisters, my little encouragement to you this evening is to be safe. Try to be safe. Not with the vaccine, because the vaccine doesn't protect you that much as they think it does. But, and if you don't take the vaccine, you're still not protected. But the only place I see that we can be safe is in Jesus' hands. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. Thank you.
Amen.
Have a wonderful evening.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Want to thank Sister Cancinelli for bringing both her song, Wonderful Song, and also her health tip, brothers and sisters. We're going to get these things and we're going to send it out to our brothers and sisters, because I do know that our dear sister gave us, you know, some tip here, but I know that most of us really did maybe have the chance to write down these things. So we're going to ask Sister Cancinelli, you know, where these the quote is, and that we can send it out to our brothers and sisters with these wonderful, wonderful health tips that we can try for ourselves by flushing the liver, you know. And we know that, you know, God have given us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and he gave us the health message that we should know how to really take care of our body. So we want to thank Sister Cancinelli, you know, one that she talked about, the apple juice, you know, that it is good for the first day. She gave you one day, second day, and also the third day. And also to bring back, flush out those stones, you know, sometimes with this gallstone, those stones that bother people, you know, and we will try to get these information out to our brothers and sisters. And I know my dear sister will give us, right, so that we can send it out. So thank you, my dear sister, for those wonderful health tips. Because God had promised us, you know, he gave us the health message to follow. And if we be obedient to his health, this health law that he has given unto us, you know we will be okay. And as we always share, brothers and sisters, elders, there are certain things that we use. Some of us use it and we get a lot of health, you know. We get released from it. We are not telling anyone that all these things is a cure, but we are just letting them know, letting our brother know this is what we use. And it allows us and it helps us and it gives us healing. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, you know, that we have the health message here. And if we really study this health message here, we won't go wrong. First, we know that he gave us 8 laws of health. And the 8 laws of health, as our sister is telling us, you know, nutrition. As we read a while ago with the sick room, you know, what we should do with the sick, right? Nutrition, he also told us about exercise, that it is good. That's the 8 laws of health, the 8 doctor call that make house call. And water, you know that water is very important for each one of us. And talk about the sunshine, brothers and sisters, where we get our vitamin D, for the sun is very good to us. Also temperance, that in everything we do, we have to be temperance. And air, we want us to have the fresh air out there, as much air as we can. And rest, not just only sleeping by resting, but also our rest day that he has given unto us, the Sabbath rest. How we should rest on the Sabbath, by sharing his word and, you know, in the word, and be thankful for what he has done and trust in God, because we cannot do anything without trusting God. So we, I just want to thank God for these 8 laws and help us that we will follow and be obedient to these laws of health. So thank you, my dear Sister Consinelli, always bringing, you know, some wonderful, encouraging word to us. And she points the Bible to it. She don't bring it from her own. She present the Bible text. So we want to thank you, my dear sister. And 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for many blessings. I just want to thank him for being in the land of the living. I would like to read a prayer. My phone is stacking up. Yeah, we're just starting to it. And it's going to come up. But, I'd like to thank the Lord for all of the joint prayer line tonight. I'd like to ask for some prayers for my family and Beaumont. They got my niece and her children and her mama was in ICU with COVID, and I got some in Houma. They are battling COVID, the whole family. They've been battling it about a month, and I just want to pray for them, so I might lift them up in prayer when we get on the prayer line, pray that they get well. Because I tell you, this thing will come back strong, and no one taking it serious. So you don't want to cover up. So I just want to ask for prayer. That's all we can do is pray for them. So I just want to thank God. My prayer, that was busy. My prayer went off. Trying to see if I can get it back. And I just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light, our brothers and sisters that's absent, all those all abroad. Pray for those to come back. And those wherever that's missing, pray for those on the street and the bereaved, pray for those that are in the nursing home and any facility out in the street. You just want to keep them all in prayer and pray for the United States. And just want to keep everybody in prayer and pray for us. Pray for all our sisters and brothers on the prayer line. Amen. Okay, I'd like to read this. You just came back up. No. Dear God, thank you. Oh, God. Come on. Well, okay, I got it. Amen. Dear God, I thank you that I am now one with you as a result of your spirit living within me. Father, I thank you that because your Holy Spirit, I am able to live with a sound mind and a heart full of peace and love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and the love and of sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Amen. So I just want to continue to pray for all y'all, all the leaders on this line event, the upcoming, whatever they have all across the border and in the state, and continue praying for the hosts and the speakers and everyone else. Amen. That'll be all for tonight. Thank you for my line, Sister Powell.
Okay. You are alone? You said? You
was... Sam.
All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming. I'm sure we will pray for the family, you know, who under the weather, right, that COVID weather, you know, God is able to do all things. And my dear sister, remind us in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and the love and of a sound mind. So brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid of the terror by night, but let us continue to trust God. God is able. Thank you, my dear sister Brenda, for coming on, and also thank you for that prayer and scripture. Okay. 301-868, your line is open.
Howdy, beloved. How are you doing? It is a blessing to be here. I'm not sure if Sister Powell had shared this earlier. I know that over the last two health Thursdays, there has been some things going on, technical difficulties with the line. And so we want you, beloved, to continue to pray fervently because the enemy is busy. He does not want the message to go out. And so we ask you as we are praying that you continue to pray, and we apologize, you know, on behalf and in advance. I know that, you know, the reading was continuing and it just shut off. And so I would be remiss, and I didn't get a chance to share that last week because I know it happened before, and so I'm busy still reading, and, you know, I just heard goodbye. So we want to continue to pray because we know that the enemy knows that his time is short. And so whatever he could do to derail us, whatever he could do to distract us, to keep our eyes up off the prize, which is our Heavenly Father, he will do it. Amen. And so as I am sharing, I think this is a this is praise report time or not. I'm going to be limited. But
okay,
I'm saying to you that what you say. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, go ahead. And then after you, we will do prayer because we want the message to go out tonight.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But I have to come. I have to give praises, you know,
yes,
to my Heavenly Father. Amen. And so I just wanted to say, you know, I've seen how God is working. I've seen how the privilege of prayer is so powerful. You all have prayed for me. You have prayed for my family. You have prayed for my niece. You have prayed for each and everyone on this line. And I just wanted to come back and give you some praise report, right? Because when God manifests himself in the prayer, we are to bring the praises, amen? And so I've been asking you all, I shared with you all, and I hope I did it on this line. I know I've been on, you know, several different lines, but I know I did share it, if my memory served me right. And so I've been praying for one of the young lady that I taught back in fifth grade, and she is now a sophomore. She's getting ready to do her sophomore year in college, and she had made a stand, you know, said, you know, I don't want to take the vaccination. They're forcing it on me. And let me share this with you. I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm telling you this is what you need to do, da-da-da. No. At the end of the day, whichever side you are on, whichever side of the coin you're on, my take on this is that you should have, or we should have, the right to choose. Amen? So I don't want anybody to think, well, she's coming and say, no, you should have the right to choose no matter what coin, what side of the coin you are on. Amen? And so when we see that our rights even if it is your choice to say, okay, this is what I need to do, when we see that our rights are being infringed on, that should give us pause, okay? Everyone should have the right and the freedom to exercise their liberty of conscience. And when that is being taken away from anybody, there is a problem. Amen? So I wanted to share, she had made a stand that she was not going to infuse her body with things because she believed that her body is the temple of God. And she had reached out, and, you know, they send the information in, and they try to kind of reject it because they were like, well, you know, you took, you know, immunization before, which many of us did, and I've heard that argument before, but many of us did but wasn't aware of what was being consumed in our body, right? Many of us didn't. Many of us didn't know. You know, I remember when I had my children, I think they gave them shots before they even brought them back to me, right? And so there's a lot of things that happen that we were not aware of. And, you know, is it Acts 17:30? You know, God wink when we do things in ignorance. But once you come in light, we have to move in the path of the light that God has given us. And so this young lady, we've been praying for her, and she turned in her documentation, and they rejected it pretty much. And she was ready. She was like, actually, she sent them the letter saying that, listen, I'm going to withdraw because that's how firmly I believe that God has given me this body, and I am not going to put anything in there to defile my body. And, you know, and so she came by and she was like, you know, I'm withdrawing. I was like, no, you're not. So she was like, well, what do I need to do? I said, you know, we need to pray and, you know, you need to go back and respond. So the mother wrote a letter to the president of the school and to whomever, you know, that administrator was sending the information and say, well, this is her liberty of conscience, right? She has religious exemption, and she has the right to request religious exemption. Let me share this with you, beloved. Religious exemption is not static, meaning that it is not one way. So just like we could come in some light, right? We used to do things that we could come into some light. It can change. So they can't use the fact that, well, you didn't ask for religious exemption last year, right? But it's the same thing even with the Sabbath. Even having the Sabbath off, you could not know that, you know, the Sabbath was the day that you're supposed to keep holy. You have a lot of people that didn't know it. So they work on the Sabbath. But once they come into that light, it is now their right to say, you know what, I'm not able to, you know, to work on that day. And so they can't now come back and say, well, you did it before. No, because of my religion that I'm, you know, and because of the God of heaven that I'm choosing to obey, choosing to follow, this is what, you know, it says. And so they came back. The mother wrote a letter, and I'm going to wrap it up. The mother wrote a letter, wrote a response. Because sometimes, you know, even though they're 18 and 19, the individuals that are dealing with them will still try to kind of manipulate them somewhat. So I told the mother, I said, you need to come in now. You need to write a letter. So she wrote a response, you know, in saying, you know, the child is now saying that this is what her belief is, and, you know, how can you deny her, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. A letter came back, and she was like, oh, no, we're not trying to question, you know, because they had sent back a letter saying that she had taken, you know, she'd taken vaccination and immunization before, which that's illegal because they're not supposed to do that. And so in having the conversation, she wrote, the child said that, well, the same thing in terms of when I had gotten the immunization before, I had no control over my body. Now that I'm of age, I, you know, it is not something that I'm going to be doing or, you know, putting in my body because I strongly believe what God has called me to do, and he says that my body is a temple. So she went through all of that stuff. So then a letter, the mother went in, because they were still giving her a hard time, the mother went in, wrote the letter, and then we prayed about it, and then there was a response that came back. They start backpedaling. We are so sorry. We don't want you to think that we're questioning her religious, you know, her religious rights or freedom, whatever. Her her exemption has been approved, religious exemption, her right to use a religious exemption has been approved. So we just want to say thank you all for praying. We know that it's God. We know that this young lady has been tested. We know that because of her firm belief, because of her stand for Christ, she was blessed. And so the Word of God said when we contend with him, he will contend with us. When we abide in him, he will abide with us. And we know that a lot of our young people are being faced with that. Not only are young people being faced with that, our older folks or more seasoned folks. I had a conversation with one of my cousins today who has said to me, listen, we have to really be proactive and we have to be prayerful, put on a whole armor and pray, because we know we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. Amen? We are wrestling with the what? Against principalities, against wickedness in high and dark places. And so he also got the information as well saying that, oh, you know, you're going to have to be vaccinated if you want to be employed here. And so we're constructing the information for him as well. So I'm asking you to pray for Brother E.M. That God will manifest himself in this situation, which we're thanking him in advance because we've seen what he has done in my daughter's life, what he's done in the young lady, KC, life that we have been praying for. And we know that the enemy is so busy. We know that he wants to consume God's people, right? And so we are going to continue to ask you for prayers, okay? More prayer, more power. As we stand for God, knowing that there is so many, today's Health Thursdays, there's so many things that God has given us to do, to put in our bodies that will strengthen us, that will boost our immune system, and that's really what we need to be promoting and professing and presenting. So I just wanted to say thank you for that and continue to pray for my niece as well, Tina. She went back in the hospital, but we claim the victory over her life anyway, right? And so we're going to give God his praise and his thanksgiving even before he manifests himself again. Amen. And
amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing that wonderful praise report and also information, brothers and sisters. You know, we have to give the Lord thanks, you know, because we need these information, brothers and sisters, that we will not be afraid of the terror by night because they are coming down one by one. So we want to thank Sister Stephanie for giving us that information and praise the Lord and give praises to God for those young people who decided to stand firm. You know, they said that my body is the temple of God and I'm not going to defile it. Brothers and sisters, that stand there, we look upon those three evil boys. They stood firm. And these young people, so we just have to pray for our young people so that God will pour out his blessings upon them, that they stand. Brothers and sisters, we are asking you now, we're going to open some line, and you'll be brief, that we can have time. Our dear Sister Stephanie present that this line I've been cutting off at 9 o'clock. I don't know what is happening, but, you know, we have a program, dear brothers and sisters, and our line is supposed to be from 7 to 9. So they give us a little grace time sometime, but all of a sudden now, we notice that it's cut off even before 9 o'clock. And it cut off. So we just asking our brothers and sisters, you know, your share like a testimony piece to just briefly, because I would like everyone to participate, say, by opening their line, their line that they, oh, Lord, that they can share something happened to me, you know, all right? So brothers and sisters, I got myself in problem here. I wonder if I drop. Wow. All right, I've got myself in some trouble here, brothers and sisters. We are still connected here. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters, you hearing me? I can open Sister Leola line.
Sister Powell?
Okay.
Sister Powell,
yes,
I can hear
open
you.
Your line, Sister.
Yes, you're still
error.
Connected.
Okay.
First,
right.
I want to give thanks to our Father, which art in heaven, and our Savior Christ,
And I just want to share this prayers for the sick. And I want to just share some, just skip over some scriptures because I know it's time consuming. But I wanted to read this scripture in John chapter 17 and verse 20. And it said, neither pray I for these alone, for them that also which shall believe on me through their word. So Christ didn't pray. He prayed for all those that believe on him. So, and now we are continuing in prayer for brothers and sisters because we know that many are sick and we never know when our day going to come. So we ought to do what Christ did. And I want to share something from Minister of Healing. And it said, and God hear our prayers. Christ said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, he said, he'll do it. And again, he said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And also, I'm going to go down to this verse. He said, this is John 14:12-26. He said, if we live according to his word, every precious promise he has given will be fulfilled to us. I don't want to read that part. I want to read this part. He said, but only as we live in obedience to his word can we claim the fulfillment. The psalmist said, if you regard iniquity, mean if you hold iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear us. But he said, if we render to him only a partial or half-hearted obedience, his promise will not be fulfilled. But brothers and sisters, the Bible says many persons bring disease upon themselves by their self-indulgence. And brothers and sisters, I looked at myself with that situation. And also, I'm going to read this last one, Sister Powell. It said, God were to work a miracle in restoring these persons to health. He would be encouraging. You hear what it says? If God was to work these miracles in restoring these persons to health, he would be encouraging sin. He would be encouraging sin. So as we partake of things that's not healthy, because the Bible talks about we have to follow the law, the health laws. So by God's grace, and that's why we are praying, and that's why so much lessons, Sister Stephanie, so giving these lessons and Sister, all these health talks on here, God is allowing it that we can hear these things and be obedient to his word. So let us hear, but let us pray and ask God for ourselves that we can begin a healthier life by accepting and being obedient to his word. Sister Powell, I'm done. I'm going to close out. Amen.
Amen, my dear sister. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading this health message to us in John. God wish every one of us, right? He wants to restore us back, and God is just willing to restore the sick to health, brother. No. Than when he used to do it in the olden time. So we have the opportunity to continue to pray for our sick brothers. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are going to open this line. Can you lead us in prayer? And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie, so that she can bring the message, brothers and sisters. We don't want to cut off before the message is complete tonight. So I'm going to open this line. Can you be briefly, and you just lead us in prayer for us, please? You hear the request of the young people and also for the sick, general sickness. So we ask you if you could lead us in prayer. And then I will give Brother Eli a chance. 272770. Your line is open. 272770.
Yes, hello, brothers. This is Tymeko from Pennsylvania. I love all of you, and I pray that all of you are all safe and well. And I just wanted to sing a song. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
attention. Praise to the Lord who all things so wondrously reigneth. Shieldeth thee under his wings, she so gently sustaineth. How thou must think, how thou desires have been granted in what he ordained. Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend thee.
Amen. God bless you all, brothers and sisters. Hope you have a blessed and beautiful evening, and I'll keep you in prayer. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that same praise to the Lord. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are going to open this line up. I'm asking, open this individual line, asking if you could lead us in prayer, Brother O'Neill, and the next voice you will hear, brothers and sisters, is Sister Stephanie, 631-552. Your line is open. I don't know if you hear the request. We ask you to pray for all the sick, all our brothers and sisters who are sick. Also asking that our young people, we urge to take the stand for the vaccination. And we are asking you to for prayer for the general brothers and sisters in this life.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. It's really a privilege to be on the line. I want to thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy, and ask for your prayers, as I've been asked to also a Zoom conference on health on Sabbath morning, to ask for prayer that God will prepare my mind and give me what to say on that day. And as we see the day going on, and time is fast, rapidly coming to an end, I pray that we will stay focused on Jesus in spite of all the distraction in the world right now. And that God will be done in our lives. In the book, Desire Pages, chapter that speaks on Matthew 11, from verse 28 to verse 30. In Desire Pages, chapter 3, page 330, paragraph 1, speak about worrying, and it said, worry is blind, and it can't see afar off. So we are living in a world that a lot of people are worried and frustrated with what is going on. And Christ is asking us to just lay all our burdens at his feet. Christ is touched with all the feelings of our infirmities, and in all points he's tempted like us, but yet without sin. He just came to lift the burden off man, and one of the greatest burdens is the burden of sin. So we have hope in Jesus, and Christ, in spite of what is going on, Christ is not absent from what is going on in this world. He's ever present, but everything has to play out. The full character of Satan and his host have to be unmasked, that the whole universe can see that God is just and Satan is unjust. So let us pray. Dear my God and my Father, we pause to acknowledge your goodness. We pause to acknowledge your grace. We pause to acknowledge your mercy towards your people. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you at any time. You're ever available. You're a God that is no respecter of a person. We said, if anyone come unto you, you will know why he's cast out. Lord, dear people, recognize your greatest need at this time, that we're in need of you more and more in our lives. And Father, you admonish us that as we see the day draw nigh, we must more come together. And Father, help us, O Lord, not to be divided, but to be as one. That's your prayer in John 17, that we may be one, even as our Father, you and your Father is one. One in purpose, one in principle. Father, I pray, Lord, for all the prayer requests on the line, the sick among us, O God, those who have considered leaving the cities, I pray, Lord, that you provide the means for them, give them insight, provide guidance, O God, assurance. God, I pray for Sister Powell, who is hosting the line, give her continuous strength there, provide the means for a trip in a few weeks' time, as she goes to share with those young people and help them and encourage them, especially in these last days when many young people have become discouraged. We have seen a lot of young people left the church during this COVID crisis. And Father, there's nothing in this world for them, O Lord, but I pray, Lord, that you will help them to come back to you. Father, I pray for Brother Eli. Pray that you continue to be with him. I pray for all his constant requests for his mom, Jovell, and all the individuals you always request prayer for, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you be with them. Jari, be with them, O God. Father, I pray for all the representatives, the members of this ministry, Advent Light Ministry, I pray for them right here. Father, be with Brother Yudi and his family. Be with Brother Rick and his family as well. Be with Sister Carla and her family. Sister Leola and her family. Sister Cantonelli and her family. And all the sisters and brothers, I may not remember all the name right now, Lord, but you know the name. We're on the line at this time, Lord. Whatever situation, whatever challenges are like, I pray, Lord, that you will...
You're a little low, brother. Can you speak up to me?
Father, I pray that you will work things out according to your will. Stephanie, your woman servant that you have called at a time like this, she has been doing a work that you have given her to do. Wherever she goes, she witnesses to others and give them books. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you be there as you share Thursday evening on this line, encouraging us to follow the principle that God has left, the right arm of the gospel, the medical missionary work, and the health work, and the gospel goes on in hand. Be there, Lord, as you present, anoint us from the sole of our feet to the crown of our head. Father, whatsoever I feel of asking, feel of not granting. If I fail to mention anyone else, Lord, I pray that you will bless them and do them good. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank Brother O'Neill. Prayer Brother O'Neill, it was a little low. Brothers and sisters, I am sorry if you guys did not hear that it was very low. My phone was, I don't know what, maybe the reception. So we sorry about that. And now is the time, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are going to listen to the message. I know there was a person on the line, and I know the person should call after the sermon, after my dear, or we listen to this sermon. I'm going to open the line for 5-8-5-7 after the finish, and I'm asking you if you could close up with the last prayer for me, 8-5-7-5-0-5. Just be patient and wait a little. God bless. 301-868, your line is open.
All right. Howdy do again, beloved. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for your prayer for all the persons that have been on this line. We know that the hour is upon us. But we will ask God to give us the strength. So, Heavenly Father, I just linger a little bit longer, just saying thank you for this opportunity where we can come, we can fellowship, we can learn more about you, and we can encourage one another, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the report that was presented, that was given, and the prayer from Brother O'Neill, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord, as he is a manservant on the field, on your battlefield, doing your work that you have called us to do for this time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercies. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Lord, and help me to be able to be clear and crisp, touch my lips with cold, so that the message that you have for today is one that is coming straight from your heaven's bakery. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so it is such a wonderful, wonderful blessing to be able to be here. There is so many things that are going on, right? I heard Brother O'Neill share something. They're talking about the Delta and the Omega and all kind of stuff, right, of this virus. It has taken over the world, not only our land, but it's taken over the world. And it has actually caused some friction between even individuals that are off our fold, even individuals that, you know, are professed Seventh-day Adventists, are professed Christian, right? And so, as I shared before, it doesn't matter. We do have a health message, and so you're going to come today where you're going to hear some information as it pertains to Health Thursday. And so we have, not only do we have a directions for what we need to do from our Heavenly Father, we have a health message, right? The original health message that came from our Heavenly Father. And it is the right arm, as Brother O'Neill shared, it's the right arm of the gospel. And if we are doing those things, even though you're not hearing it, if you are doing those things, right, if we are doing the New Start that I know that you all shared earlier, having the right, you know, the nutrition, having going out and getting exercise, water. I heard Sister phone going off, so I'm going to kind of throw this out. Water, she usually gives the New Start, right? Sunlight, that's that vitamin D. So as they're talking about this variant coming and it's more wicked, I had a conversation with my son today, and I said, you know, our kids can be comical, you know, but I wonder where they get it from. But anyway, I digress. And so I was sharing with him, and I was like, you know, they're talking about, you know, this variant. They're talking about the Delta and all of this stuff is coming. I said, so I told him, I said, well, we're going to have to ramp up, right? We're going to have to ramp up what we've been doing. We're going to have to ramp up our prayers, and we're going to have to ramp up the health, those natural things that we're using. And he was like, Mom, they've been talking about this Delta thing back since June, right? He was like, they've been talking about it for months now. So it is nothing new. But we know, and I think with confidence, with the confidence that he has, these are young people, right? And they have more confidence in our health message than the old folks, right? Than we who are to be teaching them. There is a scripture, and I know somebody is going to be able to find that and let me know, that scripture that says we have a generation that know it not God, and we wonder why they don't know it God. Because the parents, the adults, the old folks, we have lost our way. Right? I mean, we who are supposed to be leading them, they are leading us, right? It says what? Out of the mouths of babes. So he had that conversation. He was like, you know, we have been hearing about this. I know my two children, they have been adamant. They were, you know, up on this thing. They were like, wait a minute. If they're saying that, you know, if you're wearing a mask and I'm not wearing a mask and I'm social distancing, why is it I'm going to be able to infect you, right? So they have been having this conversation way over 18 months before that. They couldn't understand. They were like, wait a minute, what? You know, they went back and look at the Spanish flu, look at all of these things. You know, my daughter is moving into the medical field, and so she is very versed. My son the same way. They question everything. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Isn't that what we're called to do, like the Bereans? Search and question everything. Find out. What are they saying? Right, you hear these, you hear this information. We're being bombarded. Oh, this many people die. I was looking at a news in Jamaica, and they said, like, you know, they had like 1,000 like over 1,000 people, were infected. But then when they gave how many people died, it was like, a small number. And when you did the math, I shared this with you all before, when you go to the COVID website, on John Hopkins, just type in John Hopkins COVID website, because this is what is taking over our world. This is what is trending. And so when we are enforced with fear, we do things that are not, that we do things not really rationally, because we're being enforced with fear. Right? So if you go to that website, don't take my word for it. Just go to that website and Google it, put that in, and it will tell you, it will show you, it shows you by state, it will show you by state, it will show you by the world, right? So it will show you what is the world number of how many people, have been infected with COVID-19, the panacea. Then it will show you how many persons have recovered, right? So when you, and I shared this with you all before, so when you divide the how many people that have recovered, you take that number and you divide it by how many people were there altogether, who were infected altogether, and you see that that number is, it's minimal, right? Like 0.02, 0.01. Hundreds of a percent. And so majority of the individuals, we're not saying that, don't get us wrong, we're not saying that this thing is not real. It is. It's a pestilence. It's a disease. But if you are doing what you're supposed to do, if you are not in those categories where you have, ailments, severe ailments, people are recovering, majority of the people are recovering, then they're dying. But that's not the narrative that is being pushed, right? That's not the narrative that is being pushed. We hear now the back and forth, the unvaccinated is doing this, and then this is the reason why, and it was shared with me that one of the newscasters from CNN, I'm going to check it out before I even say that, but it was shared before I gave you the name, and you might have heard it, had shared that if the people aren't vaccinated, they shouldn't even be able to, they should not be allowed to go into the store and buy food. What does that sound like? Oh, wow. But anyway, I just wanted to share those little bits of things. We could see where that is tending. Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia Public School, I taught there many years ago, and now they have mandated that their educators are vaccinated. And I shared that with you all before, that that's where it's going to be tending. You saw the head of the NIH, you know who I'm talking about, you saw what he says. He came out on the national TV and stated, right, public knowledge, stated that they, as the federal government, cannot mandate it. However, who did he say could mandate it? The private sector can require, right? And aren't we seeing that now? So the question is, are you being allowed your freedom to be able to choose, to be able to exercise your liberty of conscience? Now, somebody could ask, how does that impact your health? Think about it. If you're being fearful, if this is being pushed on you, this is what you must do, then you start stressing. Is that good for your body? You start worrying. But come, let me tell you about a man who says, cast all your burdens, all your cares at my feet, right? We know that we serve a God that can do all things for his people and promise that he will never leave us or forsake us, right? And so I'm going to go into, I know Sister Paul, I've read it, but it's good to reiterate it again so we can see what the Word of God says. Genesis 1, verse 29, and it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every what? Every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last portion of verse 30 says, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. That was the Old Testament. And the New Testament, I love this. I mean, it's just so nice. Awesome word of God. From the love letter from the third epistle of John says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. Once you start presenting the truth, they take you off, they mute you, they call you all kind of names, fundamentalists, conspiracy theorists, all of this stuff, right? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what?
Good
in health. Even as thy soul prospereth. So the question is it according to God's will that we prosper and we are in health?
Yep.
So can we pray to God for good health? Can we pray to God that we prosper? Can we pray to God that even thy soul shall prosper? So we know that it's according to God's will, right? For I rejoice greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. And so today it was, a blessing for me. I took my book up and I'm, praying, Heavenly Father, show me, lead me into the message that you would like me to share with your beloved. This ministry of healing is so powerful, just like the Word of God. It's connected. We're not putting the Word of God above it, right? What she says, Sister Ellen G. White says, is what the Holy Spirit in the book, the Holy Scripture says, and vice versa. So when I was looking, I said, okay, you know what, Heavenly Father, lead me. And so I'm going to share from the touch of faith. I'm going to share from that chapter. And I'm also going to share from the healing of the soul. So those are the two chapters I'm going to pull some information from today. We linger just a little bit longer. Again, Heavenly Father, continue to touch my lips. Lord, allow us to be alert. Keep the line clear. Keep it on so that we can get your word today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so there's so many things that are going on around us, right? So I'm going to look at the healing of the soul. I think I might start kind of like just backward. I might start with the healing of the soul. It's so powerful. I'm like, oh, wow, it is awesome. So let me start with the first one, the touch of faith. Let's look at the touch of faith because we're going to need that blind faith during this time, right? We're going to need that faith when our employees and our schools are telling us that we will no longer have a job. We will no longer be able to buy or sell if we do not conform to what the world is telling us that we need to conform, right? And if the world is telling us to conform to something that goeth against what thus saith the Lord, who are we going to choose? Who are we going to choose? This is a sticky feud right now because we have families going against family, jobs and employers and employees. We have church members going against church members on this very topic. And we know that that's not of God. That's of the devil. Amen. And we know that Satan is in charge of the what? The laboratory of the air. So he's able to do these things. But let's keep our eyes upon our Heavenly Father. So I'm going to look at the touch of faith. It says, faith is the hand that touches infinity. Faith is the hand that touches infinity. I'm just going to share a little portion on this at this right here. It says, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Matthew 9, verse 21. Do y'all believe that? Do y'all believe that, truly, truly believe that if we touch the hem of his garment, we shall behold. Even if we get infected with diseases or pestilence, do we believe that? It was a poor woman who spoke these words. A woman who for 12 years had suffered from a what? From a disease that made her life a burden. How long have we been infected with this disease, with this panacea? Has it been 12 years yet? Has it been 12 years yet? No.
No.
Right? But she was inflicted with this disease for 12 years. And it made her life a living hell, a living burden. Is this panacea making her life a living burden, a living hell? She had spent all her means upon physicians and remedies, only to be pronounced incurable. But as she heard of the great healer, do you all know the great healer?
Jesus.
Do you all know the great physician? Huh? Do you know him?
Sure, we do.
Do you believe that with his mighty power, he can heal us from all diseases?
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Oh, my. It says, but as she heard of the great healer, her hopes revived. She thought, if only I could get near enough to speak to him, I might be healed. Do we have this faith as a woman? They talking about Delta and Amigos and all this stuff and the variant and this, and people are getting fearful.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to do this because they say that it's more deadly than the ones before.
Fear.
But are we connected to a great healer? Did a great healer, a great physician give us what we need to do? Are we doing some hydrotherapy where we're doing some hot and cold, hot and cold? Are we doing some steam bath? Are we boiling some hot water, putting some, oregano and peppermint and eucalyptic oil in it and put our heads over it with a towel? Simple stuff. And you don't have to be sick to do it. We have to be what? Proactive, preventive measures. Are you getting your new start? Are we consuming proper nutrition? Are we exercising, getting enough water? Are we boosting up, right, as they're calling for these, variants? Are we boosting up? Are we praying more?
Studying
more. Are we fasting more? We can't act like it's business as usual. We see what the enemy's doing. We are in a spiritual warfare. It's not a flesh and blood. All right? And so it says, if only I could get near enough to speak to him, I might be healed. Christ was on his way to the home of Jairus, the Jewish rabbi, who had entreated him to come and heal his daughter. The heartbroken petition, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and she may be healed. Matthew 5:23. Had touched the tender, sympathetic heart of Christ, and he at once set out with the ruler for his home. I know many of us have been praying. We've been on the prayer line. We've been praying. My niece Tina has been back in the hospital, and we have been praying, that God will touch her lungs, touch her from the corner of her head to the sole of her feet, and remove this disease from her body. Right? We have been praying for that. We have been praying for Joanna's friend who, you know, is also in the hospital with an inflammation in her intestine. So the diseases are coming, but we have been praying. And we know that God has given us power to cast, to walk on scorpion, power to cast all of these things in the ocean. He has given us those power. He said, before I before we ask, he will answer. So we know what our healer can do. And we have gotten the report where he has healed, you know, that came back, and we have prayed, Sister Kobe, and she came back and said the cancer, the doctors, they couldn't find anything. We have gone, you have individuals on the line who have gone to do mammograms and ultrasound because they say, and we have prayed, and God healed, and doctors are coming back and saying, wait, how you, come, let me tell you about a man I know who can heal us all infirmity. How beautiful and powerful is that? That's what we're supposed to stand on. That is why we have the help message, which is the right arm of the gospel.
Amen.
That's why we can say, you know, I took some castor oil and I was rubbing it right on that little slit, on that little cyst, on the little lump that I felt. Some iodine and stuff. That's what we can say. Listen, oh, man, I was drinking some anise. I used some of the anise, and it, you know, really brought up, opened up the my lungs, clear it out. The mucus was coming up. The inflammation was coming up. What? We could share that, you know, listen, we grated some onions and some garlic and some ginger. Squeeze a little bit of lemon in there with some cayenne pepper. Oh, we mix that little poultice up, and we, oh, that open up, that clear everything. What?
Amen. Amen.
Simple stuff that we have in our house. Simple stuff. Oh, we could use some charcoal, what, and bind up whatever toxin we have in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
This, Sister Paul, is this Thursday? Is this for health? Are we talking about the right arm of the gospel?
Amen.
Y'all better come
amen.
On now. What?
Amen.
We have everything. This is what we are supposed to, how people would flock. If we are presenting this message with zeal, saying this is what we did.
What? Power.
You take
power.
Some water. Squeeze some lemon into you drink it. Oh, that brings up all of the stuff that is in icky. I mean, it's kind of like washing you out. Natural stuff. But you're not hearing that. You're not hearing that. And I did share, I know Sister Cancinelli had shared this with you two all before, but we did share that. Did you know that back in World War, I think it was World War I or so, they were using garlic for an antibiotic? I mean, just natural stuff. So it says, we'll continue a little. It says, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed. So this man had faith, too. He was like, you know, all you got to do is lay your hand in the centurion. He said what? Just say the word. Just say it. You don't even have to come. Just say it. Right? Is that what we're saying? God, you don't even have to come by my house. Just say the word. And I know that it will be done, right? Thy hands on her that she may be healed. Mark 5, verse 23. Had touched the tender, sympathetic heart of Christ, and he at once set out with the ruler for his home. Is Christ basking and coming at your door because of your faith? Is he saying, you know what, I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to visit your home, Sister Carla, Brother Eli, Brother O'Neill. Is that kind of faith we have where God say, I want to go and sup with them? They're standing on my promises. They're standing on my name, even in the persecution. I want Christ to say, no, I'm coming in the house, okay? I'm coming in, right? They advanced. They advanced, but slowly for the crowd pressed Christ on every side. In making his way through the multitude, the Savior came near to where the afflicted woman was standing again and again. She had pressed in vain to get near him. How many of us would have given up? How many of us would see the first sign of trouble? We saying, okay, you know, I can't do this. Here are the saints.
Patient of the saints.
Yes. Come on now. So God has to work patience in us. A lot of us, you know, I mean, get frustrated. No, I can't do this, God. 12 years? Well, I'm battling with this issue of blood for 12 years? Oh, no. Something going to have to give. Again and again, all right, it says, in making his way through the multitude, the Savior came near to where the afflicted woman was standing. Again and again, she had tried in vain to get near him. Now her opportunity had come. She could see no way of speaking to him. She could not seek to hinder his slow advance. But she had heard that healing came from a touch of his garment. And fearful of losing her once chance for relief, she pressed forward, saying to herself, if I may but touch, thank you, Heavenly Father, his garment, I shall be whole. Are we saying that? Are we saying that if we could just touch the hem of his garment, if we're obedient to his health laws, the health principle, the eight doctors that makes house calls, not only will we be healed, but we can show others, as we're all medical missionaries, how to be healed.
Amen, amen.
But if we're not utilizing the healing power, if we're not utilizing our health message, how can you tell somebody? That's the issue. How can you tell somebody something that they need to do when you're not doing it yourself? How can I tell you that, listen, if you are meat, it's going to be hard to shake this bad boy. It's going to be hard to shake any kind of diseases if you still eat meat. But how can I say that to somebody if I'm devouring meat every day? What example am I being? What kind of representative am I being? It says, but she had heard that healing came from a touch of his garment, and fearful of losing her chance for relief, she pressed forward, saying to herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. Right? She never said, I think I will be whole. It's a definite, I shall be whole. Christ knew every thought of her mind, and he was making his way to where she stood. He realized how her great need. Do we see our need for Christ? And he was helping her to exercise her faith. Is God helping us to exercise our faith now? The storm and the trial, the boat that we're in, the tribulation that we're going through, is God helping us to exercise our faith? You will not be able to work. You will not be able to buy and sell. You will not be able to live if you do not conform and take the panacea. Is God allowing us to exercise our faith in him? As he was pressing, she reached forward and succeeded in barely touching the border of his garment. Y'all know what a hem is? The hem is just a little piece, right? She was able to touch that. That moment, she knew she was healed. Have mercy. Her faith.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In that one touch was concentrated the faith of her life. And instantly, her pain and feebleness disappeared. Instantly, she felt the thrill as of an electric current passing through every fiber of her being. There came over her a sensation of perfect health. She felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Ooh, wow.
The plague. Plague.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Have a mercy. This was verse 29. The grateful woman desired to express her thanks to the mighty healer who had done more for her in one touch than the physicians had done in 12 long years. But she dared not. With a grateful heart, she tried to withdraw from the crowd. Suddenly, Jesus stopped. And looking round, he asked, who touched me? Is our Heavenly Father saying that? Who is wrestling with God today? Who has been wrestling with God this week? Who have been wrestling with God over the last 18 months, 20 years? Three, four, and ten. Have you been wrestling with God? Like Jacob, he said, I will not let you go until you what? Bless me. This woman had purpose in her heart that she will not leave this place until she touched the hem of his garment. Have mercy. And because of her faith, Jesus knew. He said, looking at him in amazement, Peter answered, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. And say it thou, touch me. Luke 8, verse 45. Somebody had touched me. Are we touching Jesus and he knows that Sister Leola, you touched him. Sister Brenda, you touched him. Sister Tanico, can he make a distinct statement and say, who touched me? Verse 46. He could distinguish the touch of faith from the casual touch of careless wrong. Someone had touched me. Someone had touched him with a deep purpose and had received answer.
Yes, amen. Amen.
So Christ did not ask the question for his own information. He had a lesson for the people. For his disciples and for the woman, he wished to inspire the afflicted with hope. He wished to show that it was faith which had brought the healing power. The woman's trust must not be passed by without comment. God must be glorified by her grateful confession. Christ desired her to understand that he approved her act of faith. He would not have her depart with a half blessing only. She was not to remain in ignorance of his knowledge of her suffering, of his compassion of his compassionate love, and of his approval of her faith. In his power to save to the utmost all who come to him. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for that portion of the touch of faith, right? And then I'm going to jump in this portion. I'm still in the touch of faith, but I'm going to move into the subheading that says, thou canst make me clean. I'm just going to read a little bit from this. It says, of all the diseases, because, you know, we're connected to where we are right now, right? And it says, of all the diseases known to the East, the leprosy was the most dreaded. So we're hearing this COVID-19 being called the most dreaded. But is there anything new under the sun? No. No, Because it says, of all the diseases known in the East, the leprosy was the most dreaded. Its incurable and contagious character and its horrible effect upon its victims filled the bravest with fear. Among the Jews, it was regarded as a judgment on account of sin, and hence was called the stroke. What? The stroke. And so, you know, let me share this with you. Y'all know stroke and heart diseases are the number one leading cause, even within the last 18 months, right? Y'all know that, right? Check it out. Fact check it. Don't listen to anything I say. You know, my little monkey mind don't know anything anyway. All right? It says, among the Jews, it was regarded as a judgment on account of sin, and hence was called the stroke. The finger of God, deep-rooted, ineradicable, deadly, it was looked upon as a symbol of sin. By the ritual law, the leper was pronounced unclean. Whatever he touched was unclean. The air was polluted by his breath. Come on now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are just so awesome. I didn't even see this before. Look, it says the air was polluted by his breath. Does this sound similar? What they say with the panacea? Come on. See, this is number God, because you don't. What? The ear was polluted by his breath. Were they wearing masks back then? Did the story say they were wearing masks? I don't know. Like one already dead, he was shut out from the habitations of men. I got to go back and read it. I've read this before, but it did not penetrate like how it's penetrating to me now. The ear was polluted by his breath. Are they saying that the panacea is in the air and we can pass it by our breath, by breathing? My goodness. Have mercy. Like one already dead, nothing new. That's what, Ecclesiastic 1:9? There's no new thing under the sun? Come on now. Like one already dead, he was shut out from habitation of men. One who was suspected of having the disease must present himself to the priest who were to examine and decide his case. Are they asking you to present a COVID vaccination passport? Come on now. I'm telling you, beloved, this is the Holy Spirit, because my little monkey mind don't know none of this. If pronounced a leper, he was isolated from his family, cut off from the congregation of Israel, and doomed to associate with those only who were similarly afflicted. Are they telling us to quarantine, isolation, lockdown? Even kings and rulers were not exempt. A monarch attacked by this terrible disease must yield up the scepter and flee from society.
Thank you.
Away from his friends and his kindreds, the leper must bear the curse of his malady. Aren't they saying if you're not vaccinated, don't come by? If you ain't vaccinated, don't come by my house. He was obliged to publish his own calamity. Aren't they asking, have you been vaccinated? Have you been vaccinated? Did you take the jab? Huh? They had to publish this. To rend his garments and sound the alarm, warning all to flee from his contaminating presence. The cry, unclean, unclean, coming in mournful tones from the lonely exile, was a signal heard with fear and abhorrence. In the region of Christ's ministry were many of these sufferers. Let's see what Christ did. And as the news of his work reached them, there is one in whose heart faith begins to spring up. If he could go to Jesus, he might be healed. I'm going to stop here on that portion for that one. And then I'm going to end with the healing of the soul. I'm going to end with the healing of the soul. We're almost done. I'm ending with the healing of the soul. This is powerful, beloved. Powerful. All right? And so let me kind of date this. All right. Okay. So I'm going to go in and just read a little bit from Healing of the Soul. I think this is fitting. All right. Healing of the Soul. And I want to read what it says underneath. It says, that ye may know that the Son of Man had what? Power on earth to forgive sin. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'm going to read a little bit from this portion here. All right. And it is coming from the pray of the terrible shall be delivered. And this pray is P-R-E-Y. Okay. So we pray what? Think about it. Pray and predator. Right. So it says the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Over the winds and the waves and over men possessed of demons. Possessed of demons. God go with you. Over the winds and the waves and over men possessed of demons. Because we said, you know, we know that this thing right here is not a flesh and blood kind of war, right? We're in a spiritual warfare, right? And it says Christ showed that he had absolute control despite the numbers, despite, you know, the variance and it's this and it's that and all of the craziness going on. Christ has showed that he had what? Absolute control. Do you believe that Christ is in control? Absolute control. He who still the tempest and calm the troubled sea, spoke peace to minds distracted and overborne by Satan. I'm going to read that portion again. Over the winds and the waves, and over men possessed of demons, Christ showed that he had absolute control. He who stilled the tempest and calmed the troubled sea, spoke peace to minds distracted and overborne by Satan. In the synagogue at Capernaum, Jesus was speaking of his mission to set free the slaves of sin. He was interrupted by a shriek of terror. A madman rushed forward from among the people, crying out, "Let us alone! What have we to do with thee? Right? So it says, the madman cry out. He says, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Mark 1:24. Even the demons knew who God was. Jesus rebuked the demon, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Luke 4:35. I'm going to end there with that because we know that God can cast out these diseases, can cast out these demons out of our bodies. And so I want to end with this one. It says, "I give unto you power." Christ has given us power. Like the 12 apostles, the 70 disciples whom Christ sent forth later received supernatural endowments as a seal of their mission. When their work was completed, they returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Jesus answered and said, "I beheld Satan as lightning all from heaven." Luke 10:17-18. Henceforth, Christ's followers are to what? Look upon Satan as a what? A conquered foe. Upon the cross, Jesus was to gain the victory for them. That victory he desired them to accept as their own. Behold, he said, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm going to read that again. Behold, he said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is Luke 10, verse 19. Amen and amen. I am going to stop right here. Okay? God has given you power to cast out demons, to tread on scorpions and serpents. Amen? Nothing can hurt you. If you're connected to your Heavenly Father, how powerful and beautiful that is, beloved. I close with that, Sister Powell. Amen.
Can you pray? Praise the Lord. Can you have a word?
I thought you had asked somebody to pray. Didn't you ask somebody to pray? Okay.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we come before you. The more power, more power, more prayer, more power, Heavenly Father. This was so fulfilling, Lord. It was like medicine to my bones. Lord, you orchestrated all this. We give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord, where we can see that with our faith, you can do all things, Lord. You cure that woman that experienced that issue, that disease for 12 years. Because of her faith,
Hallelujah.
She was healed, Lord. So we know that this panacea that has been here for 18 months, we know you even told us the leper, which was the original unclean, the original stroke, the original ailment back then, Lord. But, Lord, you took care of that because you're in control. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will convict us. Lord, you will put your edge of protection around us. You will allow our minds to stay upon you, not being fearful, but come boldly because you told us you have given us power to overcome all of these things that this wicked enemy that is a defeated foe. We thank you, Lord, for your help. And we pray, God, that you will allow us to use it. Use it, Lord, to bring others closer to you. Use it to cure the ailments and the diseases that we're going through. Or our families are going through. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow us to stand on you, on your principles, on your promises, strengthen our faith, that it doesn't fail, God, and we will continue to do what thus saith the Lord. Anything, Lord, that you need to remove from us in the name of Jesus, we beg you, we plead of you. Bless everyone that is on this line. Strengthen them, Lord. Let them know that we can find peace in you. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're being bombarded with, Lord, we can find peace within you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. God is so good. God is so great. My dear brothers and sisters, we can say we are blessed today, tonight, to hear this wonderful, wonderful promises that God gave us into this message, brothers and sisters. And we know that, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, I am encouraging my brothers and sisters to go back in the ministry of healing and do this readings, do this study. It's a great study. We have been studying this chapter for quite a while, brothers and sisters. And when we look upon the crisis that we are in at this time, we know that his only faith can carry us through. And we saw by faith what God have been doing, especially on this line and other prayer line is going on. You know, we saw the faith. We have brothers and sisters who join us here, come on this line and giving us some praise report, also giving us some wonderful information about the help, the help tip, things that we are using, brothers and sisters, and we are following the help message. So we just want to give God thanks. I don't know. And one good thing I have to give the Lord thanks for, he allow us to be over time and our line was not interrupted. I don't know if you guys see what God have done, and God does done it, because we do notice that quite a few nights and before the sermon he even finished, the line have been interrupted. And tonight God had allowed the line, and we have quite a few people did not say anything, and I believe brothers and sisters are full this evening. So if you want any, have any comment or want to say anything after I open the line for Brother Eli, and Brother Eli, just be briefly, I want you to, you know, share, because I would like to give everyone the opportunity. But just please, briefly, and if anyone else there, I know Brother O'Neill, you know, always have his special news, and, you know, he didn't get enough time. And if he wants to share anything or give us some more news, open news, he can take off his cell and also press one, and we will open the line. So, Brother Eli, please be brief, right, in your closing. We leave it here for you to do it. 857-505, Brother Eli, your line is
open. Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Power. I'd like to thank God for everything you have done for me. And Sister Power, that message was powerful. With Sister Stephanie, I'd like to thank God for her ministry, because God is good. God is awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request at this moment. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jari. Lift up Brother Jari in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Jamal, because he needs a lot. He needs a lot of prayer. But Sister Power, he is on the Advent Light Ministry, Sister Power. His name is Brother Jamal, Sister Power. His name is J-A-M-A-L. Sister Power, I don't know, can you share the Adventist prayer line too? Because Sister Stephanie have like a Bible study with Jamal. Sister Stephanie have Bible study on Saturday at 2:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Brother Jamal, what matter what you're going to, Brother Jamal? Brother Jamal, if someone banging your door, Jamal, you have to shout Jesus. You have to call his name, Jamal. What matter what you're going through, because the Lord is able. The Lord is a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. Brother Jamal, what matter what, if someone banging your door, my brother. If someone banging your door, my brother, you have to call Jesus. Just like Sister Stephanie called Jesus. Just like Sister Stephanie prayed in her heart, Brother Jamal. Brother Jamal, you have to pray in your heart. Sister Stephanie will give you the number to. Sister Stephanie will give you the number, or Sister Powell will give you the number right now. Sister Powell, can you give them the number for the Adventist prayer line too? Brother Jamal, be on the prayer line too tomorrow. Be on the other prayer line. Sister Powell, can you give it to him right now? Give him the number for Adventist. Sister Powell, after I'm finished praying, can you give it to him? Amen. Sister Power, after I'm finished praying, Sister Power, can you give Brother Jamal the number for Bible study at 2:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. and give him the passcode to don't forget to give it to him, or Sister Power, after I'm finished praying, or you could open Sister Stephanie's line. I don't know, can she do that too? I don't know, can she give Brother Jamal the number?
Us,
oh, sure, I will. Amen, amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. God, Heavenly Father, God, you're able. God, you're mighty God. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like you, God, at this moment, God. At this moment, God, I want to lift Sister Power to you, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over Sister Power, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Power, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Power, God. We ask you, God, to come bless her, Lord. In a special way, God. God, we want to lift our sister Stephanie to God with preaching and the powerful message, God. Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to come bless her, Lord. We ask you, God, to come protect her, Lord. We ask you, God, allow Sister Power, God, to open Sister Stephanie's line, God, after I'm finished praying, Lord. Allow Sister Stephanie, God, to share the number for Brother Jamal and give him the passcode. Lord, we ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Stephanie. We ask you, God, to watch over her, Lord. God, we ask you, God, we want to live for Brother KJ. We want to live for Kaija, God. Bless them, Lord. God, we ask you, God, allow Brother Jamal to stay in prayer too, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen him, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover his door, God, of the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, to cover Brother Jamal's door, Lord, of the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, to surround them, God, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over him, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to come bless him, Lord. God, come bless Brother Jamal, God. Bless his mom, Lord. Bless his brother, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over his brother, God. God, we ask you, God, why Jamal is on the prayer line, Lord, on the advent line ministry, Lord. Allow him to be obedient, Lord. Allow him to come in the Sabbath day to God on the Adelaide ministry, God. Allow him to come, God, for Bible study, God, 2:15 to 8 p.m., Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over him, Lord. Watch over Sister Power. Watch over Brother O'Neill, God. God, we ask you, God, to watch over everyone, God. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen everyone. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over her, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to live for Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, we want to lift a Brother Tony to you, God. God, we ask you, God, to open doors for them, God. We ask you, God, to come deliver them. We ask you, God, to come hide them, God, with your righteousness, God. Cover them, God, with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, we want to lift up worthy, God. We want to lift her up to you, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Marianne, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Elizabeth, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over them, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen them, God. God, allow them to come in the Adeline ministry too, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over us, God. God, allow Sister Power, God, to do, allow Sister Power to open Sister Stephanie's line, Lord, to share the number for Brother Jamal, and Brother Jamal will come on the prayer line, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen them, Lord. Watch over them, God. We ask you, God, to come bless them, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, bless everyone, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Sister Power, I have a question for my dear Sister Stephanie. My dear Sister Stephanie, I don't know, can you give her?
Amen, Brother Eli, thank you. We thank you for praying for Jamal, Sister Ebony, and also pray for your brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, the Advent Light number is 319-527-6240, and we will be on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So we are inviting everyone on the line. Brother Eli, have Javel Javari, and Miss Pasco and his mom. So we are all inviting you on the line. The number is 319-527-6240. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. Brother O'Neill, right? Brother O'Neill, 631-552. I open it. I don't know if you have any closing remarks, and we can close. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for waiting.
Pleasant good night. I want to thank God for his grace and mercy and really a blessing yesterday.
You are a little low, Brother O'Neill.
Yesterday I didn't go to work, so I went to a pantry that they had in Queens. where they were doing a little help lecture to the people that come to the pantry and helping the people to make natural choices. And I met this elder there, and he was giving out some books. He said, I have some books that I know you would like. You know, it was my first time meeting him. And the book was entitled COVID-19, The Rest of the Story. And I said, well, that book is interesting. And that book is written by Pastor Bill Hughes. You know, Pastor Bill Hughes was the one that interviewed Rivera, Rivera, the person that was an ex-Jesuit who became a Seventh-day Adventist. And he spoke about what the Jesuit agenda was against, was going to come to disrupt God's church and all of that. And some of them going to be in leading position in our churches. So Pastor Bill Hughes is one of those persons who is a watchman. He's always sharing insights of what is going on. So he wrote this book called The COVID-19, The Rest of the Story. So Brother Hutchinson gave me about 10 copies of this book yesterday. And he said, if I know anybody who needs this book, and I'm going to share the topics with you that is in the book with you. In the book, the chapter one has coronavirus deception, and the next one, chapter two, coronavirus conspiracy. Then chapter three, coronavirus who won Catholic connection, and you hear that one. So you know that the Catholic Church there and all that is going on right now. Next, chapter four, coronavirus medical madman in the Beltway. Coronavirus ultimate goals and coronavirus the papacy final array, coronavirus mass and quarantine, and coronavirus effigy. So what he's entitled, and also in the book he gave reference like a pamphlet with reference to the 7 day Sabbath, and that pamphlet is from original copy from the reprint from the chart published by the Review and Herald Publishing Association about year 1885. That speaks that nowhere in the Bible it speaks about Sunday as the Lord's Day, and it gives you all the reference in the book. And it says that he's a retired army. He spent 2 terms in the army, and now he's doing full-time ministry for God, going around giving out literatures and all of that. So me and him become friends. He gave me his number, and I gave his number, because we're going to have a health fair in the Bronx this Sunday. So if you know anyone who's in New York, your friends, your family, even your enemies, that we're going to have a health fair in the Bronx. And the health fair that we're going to have in the Bronx is going to be on White Plains Road. And we are teaming up with Bronx SDA Church, and that is in South Bronx area. And we have been doing some groundwork. The church have a property, and we have cleaned up the property, and it's like a empty lot land. And we have cleaned up the property and preparing to carry out the 8 laws of health banners, encourage people on the 8 laws of health, and also we'll be doing blood pressure checks and all these stuff. We'll give consultation with people. We'll share healthy recipes with people, or they can eat healthy. We'll share health tips, or they can boost their immune system as well, in spite of what is going on. That we have a prior for this. And we have an Advent Light signal group where we could share. I'm going to share the flyer in that group, and I'm inviting everyone on the line. You can contact Sister Carla or Sister Powell, or whoever, and we could add you to that group, because a lot of information has been shared on that group. That is very vital that we should know going on, and how we can be prepared for what is coming. Because what they are planning, and if you can see, there has never been a virus that breaks out in a summer. That's one of the enemy ways of deception, because it's hard for a virus to spread in a 90-degree weather. It's hard. So you see what the devil is about, and I'm going to share something very important in a second before we close. So I got this email from Natural News and Bright and this website that I hook up, independent media outlet, that you will not hear on CNN. You will not hear it on CBS. You won't be hearing it on ABC. They don't share these things. These are why they deplatform anyone who speaks about the truth. And we know who's behind all these things. You know, the enemy of souls' ultimate goal is to deceive and to destroy God's people, because that is his whole aim. All right, here is what they say in this article. One second. So you see what exactly what is going on is a way for to put on the panic mode on many people, and many people are falling for what is going on, and because many people are not reading the Bible and know that all that we see happening right now, all that we see happening right now is an indication. This is Dr. Cole, Dr. Cole is Dr. Ryan Cole. Dr. Cole on COVID shot. This is a poisonous attack on our population, and it needs to start now. Who's Dr. Cole? Dr. Ryan Cole is the CEO and medical director of the Cole Diagnostics, one of the largest independent labs in the state of Idaho. Dr. Cole is a Mayo Clinic trained board certified pathologist. He is a board certified anatomic and clinical pathologist. He has expertise in immunology and virology, so he knows about exactly what is going on with this thing, and also has susceptible expertise in skin pathology, has seen over 350,000 patients in his career. He featured a lecture he gave earlier this year back in April, where he discussed cures for COVID-19 symptoms and one about the dangers of the COVID vaccine. Dr. Cole gave another presentation last weekend on in Texas, in part of a seminar with American frontline doctors, doctors who are out there in the field, seeing exactly what is going on. Being a pathologist who runs his own private diagnostic laboratory, Dr. Cole is perhaps one of the most qualified physicians in America today to give an independent, honest evaluation of current rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, and he didn't pull any punches in his presentation saying we need to stop the insanity immediately. That's what Dr. Cole said. This is over. Game over. This is no longer good science. This is poisonous attack on our population, and it needs to stop now. That is what Dr. Cole said over the weekend in a lecture. So remember, this man has expertise in his field. He has run an independent clinic for himself, and he is telling people that this thing is very dangerous. What he says, he discussed how the spike protein is a toxin that is being injected into everyone, and that it crosses the blood-brain barrier. So who wants to destroy our frontal lobe? The devil, right? Why in the world would we put toxin? That's what he says. Why in the world would we put a toxin into human body that is going to disrupt the blood vessel in your brain, allowing the spike in there and cause inflammation? That is what the doctor is saying, right? This man has expertise in three different fields. He's a virologist, he's an immunologist, and he's a pathologist. So that means that he knows to deal with people, dead people, and to know what caused their death as well. These spike proteins cause damage. You know what he says?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he says? He said, this isn't a vaccine. You know what he said? This isn't a what? A vaccine. They keep lying to the public by calling this a vaccine. It is an experiment on humanity. You know what he says? It is an experiment on humanity. These spike proteins cause damage to multiple organs, not just the brain alone, multiple organs, including the heart. When the heart is not pumping properly, what you're going to have? Clot. There are a lot of people suffering from blood clot, right? Which is what we are now seeing in children who are are injured by the shot. Once you have art damage, the art does not heal itself. The art is damaged forever. We are running kids' hearts for life with these shots. And what about long-term condition issues? Fertility. You know what? Fertility. So who wants to stop the growth of humanity from day one? So when woman cannot produce and men cannot produce, what happens? You're going to have an infertility problem. You're going to have no growth and cancer, et cetera. There are none. We don't know. He stated that he has seen 10 to 20 fold increase. This man, he repeated, he stated that we have seen a 10 to 20 fold increase in urine cancer, uterine cancer in the last 6 months since the shot came out. You know, Peter? And you can watch him live on this platform, Rumble Channel. You have a channel here, Rumble Channel. It's an independent channel. I've signed up with them. I've got a lot of videos. Walter Veit, Dr. Walter Veit is a friendly dentist. He has a channel. Yeah. Many other friendly dentists have their channel here because some of the things that they speak, they have been blacklisted on flag on YouTube, so they don't share certain things on YouTube. So this is one of Rumble channel, and you have big channel, and you have a next channel that I use as well. So what is going on is planned by the system, and as Dr. Pastor Bill Hughes wrote in his book, The COVID-19, the rest of the story, know that one of the worst organizations in human history, the Roman Catholic Church, not the people, establishment I'm speaking here now, I'm not speaking on people, I'm speaking on the establishment, have shed more blood the world and all the war that has been fought. If you want to go back to history, go back to the persecution here.
Yes, we have to.
So we see what is going on, so we have to just be wise as a serpent and on
yes.
the mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. All right, Brother O'Neill. All right, brothers and sisters, we want to thank Brother O'Neill for that news report. And, Brother, it's so much, right? I don't know. It's a lot. So, Brother O'Neill, you have to really get those weather documents that we can, you know, read them for ourselves. And, you know, God promised us that he will give us wisdom and knowledge and show us new things, you know. So we just have to ask the Lord for guidance. And as you said about the doctor code, what he's asking for the vaccination to stop, I think the other day, I remember either England or Canada, some one of those people are complaining too, but nobody's listening them, Brother O'Neill. So we just hope that when these people come out with, you know, these one, you know, news, you know, we want to know whether or not that these people is going to hear them so that they can stop this vaccination that is going around and it is not good for the population or for people, individuals. I don't, you know, we have to really get some more information and study, brothers and sisters, because a lot of us are not really hearing about these reports, you know. And if we are not studying it, we will not be aware of the things, the danger that these things will do to us. So I just want to thank you, Brother O'Neill. And, you know, you either send some quote that we can read, and you said you have some copy of book. You know, you can send it to the line that some people, you know, who want would like to read for themselves and see what is happening out there. And just want to thank you for that, El. And also the health fear in Bronx, brothers and sisters. So if you know of anyone in that area or if you're passing through that area, you know, you can join the group. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. And thank all brothers and sisters tonight on this line. You know, we have a few still wait. We know we over time, but we get a little spare abrupt. What we have to say, we get a little treat, right, on the line over. So we just want to thank everyone for joining, and I'm going to open this line. I don't know if she have been a little comment briefly, and then we can just close, right? 3018-6823, your line. I don't know if you have any comment after Brother O'Neill, the presenters.
3018-6823. It's fitting, you know, the deception. I heard him talk about the Jesuits. Go ahead and look at the Jesuit oath, the oath that they take. And it is, I heard Brother O'Neill share that, where it says that they are, what they do is they put individual in high position so that they can shape that nation, shape that agenda of that country or of that nation. And so we're seeing the remnant of it. So that was powerful information. We need to keep our eyes open. God is preparing us. We know that His second coming is fast approaching. And so we need to get ready, and stay ready, and to present this everlasting gospel to everyone that we come in contact with. So those books are powerful, and I think it would be good for you to be able to get it in the hands of different individuals, because we know what's going on. That is the good thing about it, that God has opened up and removed give us eye salve, remove the scale from our eyes so that we can see where it's tending. And we see Matthew 24, right? But we need to know. It says, take heed, lest no man deceive you. But we know that we keep our eyes up vertical on our Heavenly Father, because He's in ultimate control. Amen. And so thank you for that, Brother O'Neill. And we could hear you. You are clearer and louder, you know, this time around. So thank you for that. All right. Bye-bye. God's blessing, peace, and love to all of you. All continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for each and everyone. We have to go into more prayer, right? Pray without ceasing for each other so that we will be able to stand. We will, when everything else, when everybody else is swaying, we will be able to stand, because we cannot do it without God.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, so we just going to close with prayer. Kind and loving Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you for the new bread from heaven, all the information that we got today, dear Lord, about the COVID-19, the vaccination, and you know what the evil ones them are doing, dear Lord. We want to thank you. Continue to pour out your blessings upon your people, Lord, and allow us, dear Father, to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, dear Lord. We know it's a lot, but you promise us that if we ask of you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you will give it unto us. So we want to thank you as the representative for you, Lord, an ambassador and servant for you to carry out this gospel, this third angel message with power. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father, to fill us, Lord, with your sweet Holy Spirit so that we will be able and willing to carry your work out, dear Lord, your word. We ask you to bless each brothers and sisters who join us on this line, Lord. Continue to strengthen us as we study together and be our brother's people, Lord, and allow us, dear Father, that we will not be afraid for the terror by night, dear Lord, but we will continue, dear Lord, to keep our trust in you and continue, Father God, to pour your blessings upon us. We lift up our dear sister, Barnaby, Lord. We have not heard from her tonight, Lord. We ask you to comfort her, bless her, keep her, guide her, dear Lord. And we know, dear Lord, that you are there for her, protecting her and her family members. Lord, we also lift up together again to you, Lord, all the sick, dear Lord. You heard it already, but you said more power, Lord. Sister Joanna, dear Lord, friend, dear Lord, who is in the hospital with her intestines, Lord, inflamed. Lord, we ask you, Father, the great physician, to touch Christina, who is in the hospital, Lord. She cried out all this evening that she wanted to come home, but dear Father was able to comfort her with prayer and said, you need rest and you need to get that strength, Lord Jesus, that you will be able to come home. And also her mom, who is down with that virus too, dear Lord. Father, you are a God, Lord, that can do all things. So we ask you, Father, for her to strengthen her. She is weak,
And dear Father, she told me that she fell down, dear Father. And Lord, she didn't know nothing. And Lord, you are so good. You are so great, Lord. You are causing us to our eyes to be open and to trust you as this poor woman, dear Lord. We saw what she goes through for 12 years, and she have that faith. So, Lord, help all those who are sick at this time that they will have faith in you to touch your hem, Lord, spiritually, and that they will be made whole. Bless us all, dear Father. We lift up our dear Sister Katie and the children and the situation, Lord, with Sister Katie. We ask you, Father, for your blessings towards them. Bless each heart, Lord. Brother O'Neill, the work that they are doing in Bronx, Lord Jesus, strengthen them as a young man, them on the field, the battlefield, aggressive evangelism out there, and that's the work you want us to carry on. So bless us tonight, Lord, and help us that tomorrow we will be able to join you to bring in the Sabbath and to give you all the praise that due to you. Bless each and every one of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, have a good night. We will just close. We hope a time and we